Well, good morning, church. Good morning. If everybody can kind of get settled in, we can get started.
Amen.
Good morning, online community. Good to see you. Well, not see you, but good to have you join us this morning. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I was reading this morning from Psalm chapter 9. Everybody can kind of find your seat, please. Thank you. Kevin, thanks for being quiet this morning. Reading Psalm chapter 9 this morning. This is a psalm of David. I'm going to look at the first two verses. David says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Anybody ever done that before? With all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're just engaged with the Lord. David says, I will be glad and exult. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. So as David is giving thanks to the Lord, he's thinking back about the things that God has done for him, about the blessings, about God's favor. And I thought it'd be a good time for us to do that this morning. Think back about this last year, about what God's done for us. And I've got two questions for you this morning. First question, has God failed anybody in the room this last year? Has he failed anybody? If he has, please talk to me or our pastor afterwards. We'll kind of help you navigate that. Second question, has God blessed anybody in the room this year, last year? Amen. Has his favor rested on you this last year? Has he been faithful to you this last year? I'll tell you what, let's give him a shout of praise for that this morning. That's good stuff. Amen. Man, getting a little Pentecostal in here, Larry. Is that a good thing? And then he says, because of those things, I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. So this morning we have the opportunity to worship the very creator of the universe. Amen? Let me pray for us. Father, we love you this morning, God. I just thank you for your love for us. And Father, we think back about, God, your goodness, your kindness, your faithfulness over this last year. Father, you have sustained us, even through the midst of difficulty, God. You have proved yourself faithful. So, Lord, I pray that this new year that, God, there's just this sense of urgency in our hearts to pursue you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I pray, Father, that our praises are worthy to be received by you this morning. Father, I just pray for that the worship, it's just incense rising to you. God, I pray for the word that our brother Larry brings this morning. God, I pray that it resonates with our hearts deeply. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. And thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Let's worship and pray. Let's stand and praise the Lord this morning.
Good morning, let's sing together.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done.
As we forgive.
seated. If the children will go see Miss Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want you to know that I've made two New Year's resolutions. Are you ready? Did you see my email this week? Starting a new exercise routine. I'm going to do diddly squats this year. So that's one. The other, I'm not going to preach in 2026. I was waiting for somebody to clap or standing ovation or something. Anyway, no. It's okay to laugh in church, right? It's okay to have fun in church. It's okay to look forward to a great new year. If you will rise if you're able, let's say this Apostles' Creed together. You know, sometimes we say things so many times that it becomes just words, kind of like the teacher Charlie Brown's teacher, Let's hear these words. These are the things that, it's not scripture, but these are the things that bind our hearts together, that unite us as Christians across all the spectrums. So let's recite this together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. So a week from Wednesday, we will be starting our Wednesday night ministries back. That's January the 14th, and we will be starting next Sunday, we'll be starting a new Sunday school class, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We'll also be starting Larry Young. It's going to bring the word this morning. He will be starting a group a week from Wednesday, a prayer class. I think that's going to be an awesome group, so hope you'll come for that. Brad and Ann Paris, you guys come on up. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this young adult class.
Good morning, church. How's everybody this morning? So recently, both Jeff and Billy came to us and said, hey, we've got an idea for a young adults Sunday school class. Gave me a call, and I think we both looked at each other and said, and let's be honest, guys, I think we've all felt this before. First thing I said was, I just don't know that I personally have the tools in the toolbox and the things to get this done, right? I just had some stage fright, if you will. I think we both did a little bit. But then, as it often does, and truly blessed, sometimes the Holy Spirit puts on the boxing gloves, right? And then gives you a right hook right across the jaw. And at that point, almost audibly, it was just, trust me, right? So that's how all this started, and I think you would agree to that, correct?
Yeah, we talked about how wonderful it would have been if we'd had something like this early on in our marriage and, you know, even prior, being young professionals looking towards a family. It would have been helpful to have something, a class like this, you know, somebody to go to, said, have you been here before? Have you had this issue before? And just encouraging people in the Lord, so... we decided to go ahead and tell the Holy Spirit yes instead of saying no. So
yeah. So we want to thank Jeff and Billy personally just for giving us this opportunity. And the bottom line is we're going to say yes. So I hope young adults will come and visit with us, because we're anxious to learn with you, not just lead you. And we'll see you next week at 9:45. So thank you all, everyone, for this opportunity. We really feel blessed. Thank you.
You know, one of the things with Brad and Ann is we trust them. We trust their walk with the Lord. We trust their wisdom to sow into young families, young people. You know, when Cheryl and I were young, long before I was a pastor, when we were young, our Sunday school class was everything. I mean, that's who we hung out with. That's who we had date nights with and played games with and just became, close friends with. And so that's such a critical time in your life. And so I hope you'll take advantage of that. And as I also said, a week from Wednesday, Larry will be starting on Wednesday nights, the prayer class. And it's interesting, part of our capital fund drive, we're starting these classes, and we really kind of like when Cheryl and I led the marriage class last semester, we're having to circle up chairs in the sanctuary. We ran the children were in here. We're having to run them off, and they're playing on the roof. No, I'm just kidding. They're not on the roof, but we're having to just find places to put our growth and to put places. And so that's part of the reasons for our capital fund drive. So I wanted to mention this. First of all, I think I mentioned this last week. We had a $500,000 match for our capital fund drive for 25. You guys not only met that, you exceeded that. And here's what's really cool. The family that gave that match said, we're going to do that again. And I don't care how much is in your bank account, to make that sort of a gift means that I love the Lord and I believe what's going on and why we are doing this. And so so for 2026, we have a new match. And here's the really cool thing. Since we exceeded, and I've got permission to announce this, since we exceeded the match in 25, by over probably around $60,000 plus, that's already going towards the new match. And I've got a promised gift of around $50,000 that's already going to be going in. So we're probably well over $100,000 towards our $500,000 match as we speak. God is so faithful, and you guys are so good to hear from the Lord and to participate. You know what? As I said a while back, more than likely, the bulk of this new sanctuary, you probably have someone preaching that has hair. And so it's not going to be you, okay? I'm just saying, but this is not something that I'm going to probably be able to enjoy that much, but I just believe that it's something that the Lord has for our church. He's wanting us, because you guys are so faithful and because you love so well, we're growing, and people are coming. And so we just want to have a place for all those folks to be ministered to. If you'll just bow your heads with me, I want to give thanks to the Lord for his faithfulness. And Billy already has started us in that thought, for his faithfulness, but also for your faithfulness in listening to him, not just financially, but again, how you guys love well. It's so vital to the kingdom. So if you'll just kind of center your hearts for just a moment. Father, we're humbled at your goodness. Not only did you send Jesus to pay the debt that we owe to take us from a place of death to life. Not only did you do that, but you sent your Holy Spirit to walk with us in this life. In this life, if we're honest, it's not always easy. We have trials. We have struggles. But your word says that you don't leave us as orphans. You come to us. And you fulfilled that with your Holy Spirit. So you come and you abide with us and in us. You give us truth. You give us comfort. You give us direction. Father, I'm just so thankful for you. We give you all the praise and the glory and honor, but I'm also thankful for this congregation, God, these people you've assembled. We call ourselves Wiley Methodist Church, but we're really your people. We're just your body. And we're your ambassadors. Your word says that we are Christ's ambassadors as though you were making your appeal through us. So when we love on your behalf. When we give on your behalf. When we hug a neck, we hug on your behalf. Father, but no matter how well we do any of those things, we can do more. We can do better. And so we ask you just to continue to guide and direct us. Give us your peace and your comfort. Lord, I pray blessings on this congregation as we move into this new year. May people, when they hear the name Wiley Methodist Church, may they know that's a group of people that loves Jesus and that loves you and that wants to share you and represent you well. Give us that kind of heart, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done, you are doing, and you will do in our lives, in our church, in our families. We pray now the prayer, Jesus, that you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So as I mentioned earlier, the gifts that you've given these last couple of weeks that exceeded our match, all that's going forward to this new match. I also just encourage you to remember that I don't want any of our capital fund efforts to take away from the ministry that we are doing, the people that we are loving, our houses for healing, our food pantry, and on, the things that we are doing. Your giving options are on the screen. You can give electronically through our website or our app or texting those what's on the screen. There's also offering boxes on the side. Let's continue to worship.
Surrender all. Oh, Test 1, 2. All right. I welcome you this morning, this first Sunday of the new year. And those who are worshiping from home or elsewhere, I tell you, my wife and I, several times now, have found ourselves completely out of town, but we found this service online and blessed our souls. Amen? So that is good. My brothers and sisters, let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Now, don't get scared, okay? There's 16 verses in this psalm. I was going to wait before I told you we're doing all of them. But you look particularly brave this morning. So let's see what God has for us. And let me tell you, I do believe God's got something for you. We're going to get to that. All right, Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, and though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Friends, if that doesn't stir you, you can't be stirred. This is the word of the Lord, and it's for us today. Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to start this morning with a story that's probably going to bore you, but it doesn't bore me. So, and I'm the one doing the talking, so I'm going to go ahead. But I want to share this story with you, but I want to say this before I get into anything else in the message. The Lord knows your name, and He's calling you today. He is calling you today. I had written something actually in the middle of the night last night that it just, when it came to me, I said, well, that's, boy, isn't that interesting? But then the Lord said, this has to do with Jeff Hatcher. And then Jeff, our pastor, has shared with us God's favor, amen, this morning. Here's Jeff, here's what the Lord says to you on top of what you said. The best is yet to come. That's for you. That's for you. All right, now we're tearing into Psalm 91. If I get to coughing, forgive me. I'm sick like the rest of you. So when my father was a young man, he was William Young, went by Bill. And when he was in his early 20s, my dad rode motorcycles. And that was his transportation. That's all he had. And I can also tell you, he started dating my mother in those days, and she rode on the back because he didn't have a car. So, but he rode motorcycles, Harley Davidsons, and he was learning to be a machinist and in Houston. And so as he learned that, he traveled all over Texas on these motorcycles. But, and I use the word plural because he had a job in a machine shop. But part of that was on the side, he would rebuild Harley-Davidson motorcycles. You see, he called them basket cases. Now that term could be for more than one thing, but for my dad, when he said basket case, that meant a motorcycle that had been wrecked or broken down, and it was either a box of parts or a basket of parts, and he would take those and he would get them running, and then he'd ride them for a while, and then he would sell them. It was money so that he and my mother could get married. And with every basket, he had a plan. Now, he kept doing this through the years, and even when I was in high school and college, he was still rebuilding, refurbishing, reassembling motorcycles. And he told me, he said, every box of parts he laid his hands on, he had a plan. He had a plan. Now, I had a kind of a strange experience here about 5 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I had a dream. And in that dream, I was watching my dad rebuild a motorcycle. As I laid in my bed and as I began to wake up, I could see my father. And he's with the Lord now. But I could see my father and I could see those basket cases. And they were broken down. But he was making them useful again. And in that moment, dark bedroom, way too early to be up in my mind. In that moment, the Holy Spirit seemed to say to me, Larry, spiritually, you were broken down. And spiritually, you were a wreck, but the Savior made you useful again. Now, I believe that the Lord wants to make you useful again. That's why I said, I believe he's calling you by name today. And you can say, no, I don't believe in that. You need to start believing in that. Because the Lord God Almighty has called you out. And he has called you by name. And he has delivered you from the power of sin. And the Lord wants to be your refuge. He wants to be your safety. He calls each and every one of you to his own heart. For what purpose? That his forgiveness might cover you in all you do. You see, the Lord says, I want you to agree with me that you need me. Because when you agree with me, that's a confession. And according to his word, he says, repent, confess, and believe. And if you'll do that, the Lord God says, I will forgive. I will restore you. I will take something that seems broken and make it whole again. And that something is you. It's you. He's got you in his sight. He loves you. He cares about you. And he brings his forgiveness and he brings his salvation. And see, when we repent and believe, we can be restored to new life. Now, my dad would rebuild these motorcycles and they became money in the bank for him. My friends, the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation of the Lord God Almighty is better than money in the bank. It's better, so much better. You see, in 1 John 1:9, we all know this and we've heard it many times, but it says, but if we confess our sins to, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. You see, as it says in verse 3, he will rescue you from every trap. Now, we are, have people in this room at this moment. Don't think this makes you bad, but we all have faced traps before. Traps of sin that have got us separated from the Lord. But the Lord says he will rescue you and protect you from deadly disease. When we're tempted by something, when we're tempted by brokenness, the Lord says, run to me. Run to me, and I will save you. It also says, verse 4, his faithful promises are your armor and protection. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. He holds you close. You know, we can look in the New Testament and see the list of armor that can be put on. Friends, this says that God brings the armor and puts it on you. It's on you. It can be on you. It will be on you. Now, the scripture also is crystal clear that nothing, absolutely, positively nothing is impossible with the Lord. There's two kinds of folk in this room this morning. There's two kinds of us. And one kind of us has run into some rough road. And we find ourselves perhaps separated from the Lord. We want to be closer and but just having some struggle. But there's also some of us who the Lord is trying to get us on board because he says, it's a new year. Let's do something new. And just like Bill had a plan for the motorcycles, I've got a plan for you. And it's perfect. It's perfect. You're going to love it. It's going to be more fun than you ever thought possible. You see, often we sit in church, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but we sit in church and we don't get that fire The Lord's waiting to deliver it to you, for you, for you. You see, when we were at our worst, He was at His best. That's the word of the Lord for us. I know that there was a time, shall we say, numerous times, that I was the basket case. I had allowed sin to work its way into my life and my relationships. I had allowed the enemy to defeat me. However, the Lord had a plan. The Lord has a plan. If you've been in this church very long, you've heard Jeff refer to himself as a knucklehead. Now, Robert, since you've opened the door, Jeff called himself a knucklehead, and I'm here to tell you, between me and Robert, he's an amateur. We all have had days that we looked in the mirror and saw a knucklehead looking back at us. The Lord simply says, I want to take you from where you are and take you to a place that you've never been. I want to take you to a place where all of heaven will rejoice because of what God has done. In Jeremiah 29:11, which's on the wall here, I've heard basically every preacher that has preached in this pulpit in the last 4 or 5 years use this verse, 29:11 of Jeremiah. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." It's the story of restoration. It's the story of Lord saying, I've got a plan, and if you'll let me, I'll bring you to a new place in my kingdom's work. The Lord will grant His favor to all who will believe. I know that there's somebody in this room that if they had the chance for us to talk privately, just might say, Larry, I just don't know what that's about. It's okay. What does the verse say? The verse says, I'm going to watch out. I'm going to rescue. I'm going to restore. I'm going to bring back to full use once again. The Lord will grant His favor to all who will believe. I believe that the Lord will reveal His will. He will reveal. So we're starting a new year. Now is the time to say, Lord, what does 2026 hold for us? What does it hold for me? I believe God will reveal that to you. I believe He wants to reveal that to you. You see, when we face an emergency in this life, we're told to call 911. Well, spiritually speaking, we have a 911. Psalm 91, verse 1. Spiritual 911. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You see, one thing this verse does right here, it reminds us that every promise in the Scripture has a condition. There is a condition, but this promise is for us. So no matter what struggle we face, we can find rest in the Lord. The verse says when we live in the shelter of the Most High. That means every day, all day, we keep in touch with the Savior. Then we can find rest in Him. Rest. You've only now, today, begun the new year. But you may need rest today. It's fine. The Lord says, no problem. Got you covered. You see, what the Lord says is, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, whether it be relational, the Lord says, I have you covered, I have you protected, and I'm going to help you so that only rest comes your way, not trouble. We are born for the purposes of God. You've heard me say this before, but we are born, every one of us are born for kingdom work. And we can be restored even when we're broken. We can say, I don't know how to get into something new in this new year. Friends, all we have to do is ask. I don't believe God's trying to keep any secrets. I believe He wants you to know what it is He's got for you. For you. And we can be restored even when we're broken. You ever fall in a trap and then now when I'm talking about being broken, you would say, that pretty much describes where I'm at this morning. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is a second word that could replace the word restored. If you look at the scripture, you see that there is this word restored, but you can set it aside and put another word in there, maybe a better word, resurrection. You see, what the Lord God says is, I take dead things and make them live. I take broken things and make them go again. I take ugly things and make them something beautiful. Resurrection is God's answer for us. Now, Jeff mentioned earlier New Year's resolution. This is kind of a tradition that some of us have tried to follow. I can tell you that my resolutions last about 15 minutes. But we need to know, you need to know, that the Lord makes a resolution concerning you. He's got a plan for you. And His plan is always in His time, and you can trust it. Verse 14 says, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Now, what name is that? Jesus. Now, when they call on me, I will answer. This is not in the verse, but I wrote it in. When they call on me, I will answer with the right answer. God will give you the right answer for what's going on in your life. I'll be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life. What is that long life? When I first read this, I thought, wow, man, you could make 70, 80. It's got nothing to do with it. We're talking eternal life. We're talking the Lord saying, I can give you eternal life. We can claim it. And I will give them my salvation. My brothers and sisters, the last three verses of Psalm 91, three verses, and there's six times the Lord says, I will. I will watch after you. I will love you. I will keep you. I will rescue you. Give me a chance, says the Lord. And I believe we just need to turn ourselves over to Him, to trust the promises. His promises will be fulfilled. And I believe that with all my heart. My brothers and sisters, in 2 Peter 1, 12 to 13, it says, "Therefore, I will always remind you about these things. Even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth you've been taught, and it is only right that I should keep on reminding you as long as I live." Peter's trying to tell the church and his friends, don't forget all that God will do for you and can do for you and has done for you. And I'm telling you that this is a word for you and for me. It is a word we can know always. We can always be reminded. Now today, it's me. I want to remind you of all that God has for you. Next week, it'll be Jeff or Billy or somebody else on our staff or new Sunday school teachers. You get reminded of all that God has, and it's great. It's wonderful. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I want to give you a blessing this morning that you can carry out of here and carry it all through 2026. Let me ask you, would you like a more intimate relationship with Jesus? Would you be interested in walking through a new year under the blessing of the Lord? Would you like every brokenness in your life restored? Are you, or do you see yourself as a basket case? Next, I want to ask a question. I'm going to give you the answer, okay? Do you sometimes feel like a lost cause? Now, here's the answer to that. You're not. You're not, because the King of the cosmos watches over you and loves you and calls out to you. You know, you might have something wrong with a car one day, and you ask your friend, you know, who do I call? Who do I take it to? Only to have your friend respond, "Hey, I know a guy." Maybe you got plumbing problems at your house, and you ask your neighbor, "Man, who do I call?" And that neighbor says, "Hey, I know a guy." My brothers and sisters, no matter what you're facing or what's going on in your life, or if you need a fresh look at a new year, I don't know a guy. I know the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And He's for you. He's for you. This morning, we're going to open the altar. We're going to move very quickly. I just want you to hear this. I want you to have opportunity to come this side. If you'd like someone to pray with you, there'll be some folks here. If you want to be alone with the Lord, that's what this side is for over here. I'm going to ask, not yet, Brett, I'm going to ask the praise team to come. But I'm going to ask them to sing, and I'm going to ask you to be quiet before the Lord. Just talk to the Lord the way you would with a friend. This is for you. This time is for you. And you can start the new year, and you can gain the blessing of the Lord, and you can get restored. You can get made whole. You can see brokenness leave your life. And it's all free for you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask you to stand. Brent, bring your team. Would the prayer team please come just to be available? The altar is open. Come if you like. Come and be prayed for. Come and receive the blessing of the Lord. Be blessed. Know that a new year brings a new opportunity to walk with the Lord. Father, I want to thank you for this congregation, this church family, and I ask you, God, to please bless them, watch over them, protect them, and allow them to find a new place of service with you. But let them walk in peace. We ask this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Go with the Lord.
I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, again.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set the example for us by being baptized himself, and he encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.